So these trees, all the way along here, they're very mysterious trees. Because we can see them with our eyes, we can even tell what kind of tree they are, we can even tell how old they are, botanically. But nobody, unless they have actually a very advanced bhakti, can actually see the real form of these trees. Because in the same way we can't see the real form of Giriraj, we see a measurable sized rocky crest, but actually Giriraj is described as being like a huge mountain with hundreds of peaks. But we with our eyes can't see Giriraj like that. And similarly, we can't see these trees like they actually are. So some of our acharyas, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Jiva Goswami, and others, have written about the trees of Vrindavan. And what they say and what we see are really different, because we see tangible trees of this world, and they describe trees with golden trunks and ruby leaves, with pearls as their fruit, and that these trees with all these valuable precious jewels provide the ornaments for Radha and Krishna just by picking their fruit. So we are meant to actually feel like, I don't know how to put it, we're meant to feel left out. Because some of you might feel left out in your life in this world, you know, I don't fit in, I have problems with such and such, and I'm not a productive, perfect person. And those kind of laments are there, but this is coming from a much deeper place, that actually I have an eternal, connected relationship with Krishna. And it's never broken. It's now, at this very moment, intact. But I'm divorced from it. And I'm wandering in the world, thinking that I can find so many sources of pleasure that will compensate for the absence of this relationship which I've forgotten. And so while we're walking, if we look at the trees like that, you're giving us shade and shelter. If it was a hot day, we'd stop here for a while. And we would want to receive the shelter of the leaves of this tree. So as we're walking, we can look. And we should also understand that we can't understand. So not to feel bad that I can't understand, something's wrong with me. But that none of us really can comprehend this spiritual dimension at this time. But all of us, every one of us, are capable of doing that by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of the holy names. And these trees play a part. So when I see a particularly outstanding tree, I always go and touch the base of the tree like you would touch the feet of a great Vaishnava. If Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw him walking along here, we would all go crazy to go and see him because we know who he is. And he's so exalted, so we would want to go. And the first thing we would do is we would all bow down flat. Not for too long, because he might keep walking. But we would want to capture some time of his because of his exalted level of realization. So these trees, some of them hundreds of years old, have been existing, living here consciously, not like the condemned life of a tree that we hear about in the material sense. But they live here in silence. But they bless. They very solemnly bless us. So as we're walking, as we're chanting, and if we stop for a moment, touch the feet of a particularly dignified tree, and they're there, here and there along the way, it will go in our favor. turn us overnight into members of awareness of Krishna's lila, but it will push us very strongly in that direction. So I also, when I'm walking, usually I pick up leaves, because you cannot take the leaves from the trees in the same way that you wouldn't. If you were in the presence of somebody very respectfully, you would ask them for something. You would have to hope they give you something. So the leaves that come down by the mercy of the monkeys are meant for us. Okay. We want to wait till the rickshaw goes by. Usually it's just a rickshaw. So we'll find as we go on, there'll be lots more people doing prakram. So we'll be accompanied by many. So let's keep going, but if you see any leaves and you want to collect them, pick them up, put them in your, if you have a book, you have your book bag, stick them in there, and keep them with you. Okay, let's keep going. Kirtan.